Bernie Diamond with a different perspective. Now here is a question that these days pretty much divides the church down the middle. Are you ready? Here it is. Does God still speak today? Ooh, the controversy that that little question creates, the division that it creates, is huge. There are some who contend that the only way that God speaks today, the single only way, is through the Bible. Read the Bible, that's God's word, that's how he speaks. And then at the kind of opposite end of the spectrum, you have Christians who claim to have seen signs and wonders, to have so-called words of knowledge and prophecies over their lives. I even know one man whose pastor constantly claims to have visions of Jesus. Well, man, what do you do with that? How do we understand that? And then there's little old you and me. And if you're anything like me, deep inside, there's a desire that burns for God. Something it's hard to explain, a hunger after God himself. A yearning that can't be satisfied by a dry, academic, cerebral answer to the question, does God still speak today? It won't be dismissed by shallow responses either, and nor will sensational claims quench the thirst I have after Christ himself. And so that's why this week and next week on the program, we're going to explore this question, does God still speak today? And if so, how? Now, I don't know about you, but I do hunger after God. I ache to know him, to experience him, to hear him speak into my life. And I know that there are many, many more people on this earth who feel exactly the same. I want to live my life out completely for him. Everything that I am, everything that I have, all my hopes, all my dreams, to serve him with the absolute, complete lot. And it's not because I'm some great guy. Believe you me, I'm not. It's because I've tasted the sweetness of God's love, the many splendid love of Christ, as A.W. Tozer calls it. I've tasted his goodness and his joy and his peace. And you know what? I want more. And so I want to hear my God speak, because any relationship that means something, that has value to it, is based on communication. And not just one-way communication. It has to be two-way communication. A marriage is headed for divorce when there's a stony silence between husband and wife. If all they do is to communicate on a transactional basis about the mundane things of life, and they no longer communicate heart to heart, then friend, unless they do something about that, their marriage is headed towards divorce. That's because a rich relationship is founded on intimate communication. It's true in a marriage, and it's true in our relationship with God. So the question is God still speaking today? Well, over the coming couple of weeks as we explore that, let me tell you where I'm coming from. In my experience, God speaks to me and to others in many different ways. In fact, I've grouped those into 9 different ways that God speaks today. But experience, you see, experience isn't the be-all and the end-all. We have emotions. They go up, they go down. Sometimes we're at the top of our game, and other days, frankly, let's be honest, we're off with the pixies. So whilst we may experience God speaking through prophecy, through signs, through dreams, all sorts of different ways, I believe with all my heart that the truth, God's chosen way of revealing himself to us, of providing us with a rock-solid basis for understanding him and understanding our experience of him, is his word, this thing they call the Bible. Inspired by him, written through human beings for sure, each of the 66 books in the Bible written in different times in history and under different circumstances and for specific purposes, but together, those 66 books are the inspired word of God. God speaking to the generations that have gone before us and to us and to the generations that will come after us. And you see, God never contradicts himself. He never says one thing over here and does something else over there. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if anyone, whether it's me or anyone else, claims to have heard from God in a certain way, then A, does the Bible say that that's how God communicates with us? Because if it doesn't, then friend, at the very, very least, I'm very, very suspicious that this person has indeed heard from God at all. And B, if this person claims to have heard from God and acts on it or shares what God has allegedly said to him or to her, is it consistent with the word of God, the whole counsel of God? Because if God says one thing and some so-called prophet comes up with some so-called revelation that contradicts God's word, then forget it. That ain't God talking. Does it make sense? when we step into this realm of God speaking with us about specific things happening in our lives, in the lives of people around us, then we're stepping into territory which is rich and fertile on the one hand, if it's God speaking. I, for one, want to hear God. But on the other hand, it's open to manipulation. It's open to subjectivity. This approach is summed up in this biblical principle. It comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 19 through to 22. It says, "Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise the words of prophets, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil." In other words, don't ignore God speaking through His Spirit. Don't despise the words of the prophets, but at the same time, sift it, test it. Hold on to the good stuff, the stuff you know is from God, and ditch the stuff that's evil. So, is God still speaking? I believe absolutely. Jesus, John chapter 10, verse 1, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him, because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying. And again, John chapter 14, beginning at verse 15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give to you an advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees or knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be with you." And then in John chapter 15, verse 26, "When this advocate, this Spirit comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf." John chapter 16, verse 14, "He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and he will declare it to you." Is God in the business of still speaking to his people through his Spirit today? Are we meant to hear the voice of Jesus Christ? Are we meant to discern his voice? Absolutely. That's exactly what Jesus promised would happen over and over and over again. It's promised in the Bible. But as we read back there in 1 Thessalonians, whilst the Spirit is at work speaking and declaring, and we shouldn't quench him, when people claim to be speaking on God's behalf, then we'd better test it to make sure it is from God. And I guess that's at the heart of what we're going to be talking about over these coming days and weeks, discovering how to hear God speak into our lives. It's powerful stuff. Powerful stuff indeed. So many of us yearn to hear God speak, and yet at the same time, we want to make sure that what we think we're hearing is in fact coming from God. Imagine if we learned how to listen to God, how to recognize His voice amidst the trials and the challenges and the blessings of life. Imagine the power that we would lay hold of to do His will. Imagine the joy and the contentment of following His guidance. God is still speaking, yet in the busyness and the clutter and the hubbub of life, so often we miss what He's saying. I truly believe that the Lord our God wants us to learn to hear His voice, to sort the wheat from the chaff, and to hold on to what is good. That's what this series of messages is all about. How can I hear God speak to me? And don't forget, if you'd like to listen to this program again or any of the other programs in this series, you can do just that at our website, ChristianityWorks.com. You can listen online as often as you like. You can download the sound file to your computer, grab the transcript, even subscribe to the podcast. I really encourage you to do that and to receive this important teaching. And while you're there, have you also give us some feedback or comment, or perhaps you have some questions. If today's message somehow touched your life, I'd be so encouraged to hear your story. That's all at our website, ChristianityWorks.com. Remember, God is speaking. He's ready to speak to each one of us right in the middle of what we're going through. That's His promise. Thanks again for joining me today. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.